Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this last Sunday of June, which is the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. God has given us one more opportunity to be here to worship together and also online. He has given us one more day to live in this world, which is a blessing that He has given us. Every day is a blessing that He gives us to be a blessing to this world. Let us be thankful for that. The announcements are there on the second page. Those are our regular announcements. Our food bank ministry continues, and our third Thursday luncheon will be on July 23rd Thursday at 1 o'clock. Please join for a time of fellowship and lunch. Reverend Gary Thornton from AIM is rescheduled for September 13th. So this last time we didn't have enough people, so we rescheduled it. Yeah, I mean, he has to go around the country in different churches. So it's July, August, September 13th. So we all have to have enough time to mark it down. So he'll be here to preach to us. Next Sunday, July 5th, the first Sunday of July, we'll have Holy Communion. Also, we'll celebrate the freedom 250th anniversary of our nation's birthday. We'll celebrate that. Today we will have lunch after service. We celebrate the blessings of the month, or birthdays, anniversaries, or any other blessings that we received during the month. We remember that and then give thanks to God. And we'll have lunch together at the fellowship hall with the Hispanic ministry folks. Those are the announcements that I have. Thank you for joining on the Sunday service here and also online. Thank you for your continued and faithful support on the ministries of this church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. We accept our donations on our website, so please use that opportunity and facilities in various ways to donate to the church. If no one else, anybody have any other announcements? If not, we'll continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, stand for the opening hymn, Praise to the Lord the Almighty, 139 in the blue book. It's also on the screen. Please join us. We will sing verses 1, 2, and 5. 1, 2, and 5. Please stand if you are able.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is the health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Care and fold all whose true good He upholds. Hast thou not known His sustaining? Praise to the Lord, O let all that is in me adore Him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before Him. Let the Amen sound from His people again.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come before you as your children to worship together in this church and also online. We thank you for the many blessings that you shower upon us in our lives every day. Thank you for the gift of life, family and friends and church and fellowship and all the things that you give us. Even when we were unfaithful to you, you had been faithful to us, Lord. You are the provider. You sustain us and you provide for us every day. We thank you for that. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom you have given access to eternity because of his sacrifice, death and burial on the cross. We are astonished by your grace, O God. Thank you for your care and protection every day. You open the way of eternal life to every race and nation by sending your promised gift of the Holy Spirit so that we can be powerful witnesses for you in our faith, in our life, in every walk of our lives, that we can be your witnesses by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords, and you are eternal and ever-living, O God, and thank you for being our Father. You are our Redeemer, and you are our Sustainer. May the services of word and praise we offer today we bring honor and glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, and through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Seek ye first. So if you can stand, please join us as we sing Seek Ye First.
Standing, we read the responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 46. We'll read that responsively. I will read the black, and you will respond with the blue verses. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our time of prayer, where we bring our prayers of blessings to God and give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive in our lives, and also we'll bring our prayers of concerns and burdens that we share in the church and also lift them out to the throne of grace of God, united in our faith that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So let us remember our prayer items at the back of the bulletin. If you want to turn with me, those boxes listed are the immediate prayer items that the church is praying for. These people and these items, please pray and use this as a reminder for your prayer every day. When you pray, please remember these people and these items, particularly the ones that are in highlighted. Let's remember the people of Venezuela has been affected by the disastrous earthquake. Thousands of people lost their lives and still missing. So please pray for them, and also all the relief work that are being done there, that God will give them the right resources at the right time to help the people out there, and also whatever way we can donate. There's a lot of resources online that are accepting donations in various different ways. Please do that if you are able to. Thanks be to God for the continued progress of our dear ones, Lou Hughes. Miss Lou is here with us. She's doing much better and walking around well. So thanks be to God for that. Also, I haven't heard from Gene Barrington. I'm believing he's doing well. He said he's something going that I need to know. He will let me know. So I haven't heard anything back. So continue to pray for Gene Barrington. And Yolanda is here. We will continue to pray for your recovery. Thanks for the progress that she made in her sickness. Also remember Ronnie and Sean and Amy Conway, Jennifer Berry, Rich, and Gene McBrary is here with us. And thank God for all the healing that she received, and also for her continued progress that she can go home soon. Pray for Grace Haynes and Jan Basur, Jerry Raines, and many others who have not been listed here that we know and are in various situations of their health. Let's pray for them, for their healing. Above all, pray for their peace for them and their families. Also remember Carol in our prayers, as she is not getting better. I know that's something that sickness has goes with it. Wayne is doing much better now, but please pray for Carol and Wayne in our regular prayers and lift them up. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who serve us in many different ways behind the scenes. Let us be thankful for their services, and also pray for them and for their families. Pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others that God will give them the wisdom to make the right decisions and to lead the country with unity and peace. Also, as we celebrate the 250 years of freedom, let us be thankful above all for the people who have gone before us, who defended this country and kept our liberty and freedom intact. So let us thank God for all the forefathers and the ones who have fought and gave their life for us, for the country and our freedom. Pray for world peace, as many of us are still going around. God will also give the fear of God in the hearts of world leaders, that when they make decisions that will bring peace to this world. Pray for our church that God has given us in this community, that we will do His work faithfully with all the opportunities that God has given us to do, to serve the people who are in need. also remember all the churches in this community, pastors, leaders, missionaries, and many others, especially also the World Church at large. In many places, people are working for the spread of the gospel in many, many difficult circumstances, oppositions, and sometimes persecutions. God will give them the strength to continue their work and ministry and be fruitful in their work that they are doing. Those are the requests that I have for our regular items. Anybody has anything else to add, especially? If there are no other special calls for prayer, let us go to God in prayer. We spend a few moments in silent prayer, and I will close with a summarized prayer after that. Let us pray. The scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Gracious and merciful God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come before you as your children, to bring our prayers of praises as well as our burdens and concerns. We thank you for all the blessings that you give us in our lives, and the gift of life and the joys and the blessings you give us. Thank you for your covering us with your safety and protection every day. Thank you for loving us, O Lord, even when we don't deserve it. We have been unfaithful to you in many different ways, but you have been faithful to us. We come before you with our concerns and burdens also, especially dear ones who are seeking your healing and to touch them. We thank you for the progress that many of us have been given in our bodies. Continue to bless them as they progress to normal health in their lives. We pray for, thank you for the healing for Lou and Jean McBrayer and many others that you have been praying for, and Jean Barrington. Continue to be with them and heal them completely. And thank you for your presence in their lives and their healing. Also, we lift them who need your mercies again, O God, to touch them with your healing hand. Pray for Carol especially. Bless them with your peace. Strengthen her, Lord, in ways that your Holy Spirit can strengthen her. people who care for her to be caring and compassionate. We pray for Wayne also, bless him with your peace and grace every day. Continue to bless both of them, Lord. Thank you for the many years of life that they had together and the service and the ministry that they had been doing together. Bless us, Lord, to be always grateful to you for the many years of blessings that you have given us as we look back. We pray for Ronnie, Ricky, Sean and Amy Conway. We pray for Yolanda, Adam, Melissa, Jennifer, Rich, and many, many others that you are still looking to you for their healing. We pray that you'll continue to give them the patience and above all the peace that passeth all understanding in their hearts and in their dear ones. We especially lift up the people of Venezuela in your hands, O God. A lot of things happen around us that we don't know why, but we know that in the midst of our disasters and in the midst of our problems and chaos, your Spirit will work through us to make everything beautiful again. And we trust in you, O God. Thank you for your faithfulness, and we pray that you'll be with those people there suffering in many different ways. We pray for the people who are grieving at the death of their dear ones. Many of them are still missing, O God. Bless the resource, bless with them the resources that are working to get relief there. We pray for all of those agencies in many different parts of the world coming over there, Lord, that you will bring all of these to a time of healing for the nation and the world. Continue to be with them, O God, and your presence guide them. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others. We thank you for their services, and we pray for them and their first families. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders, the Congress, and many others. Bless them with your grace and fear, God, that they will make decisions that will bring unity and peace to this nation. And we pray for world peace also. World leaders will fear God when they make decisions. Bring all these wars to an end that we can live unity and peace. We pray for our church and all the churches in coming. Bless us together to work for your kingdom faithfully with the opportunity you have given us to be a blessing to this community. Pray for all the missionaries and many others who work in various parts of the world. Bless them with the power of your Holy Spirit, that they will be strengthened every day. Be with us today, Lord, as we worship together. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, and also open our hearts to the word, so that we can receive your word with humility and obedience, and help us to serve you faithfully in the ways that we can. But also as we have fellowship with the Hispanic ministry, we remember their ministry also, that you will bless them, that they can also grow together to be a blessing to this community. We thank you again for your presence in our midst. May your name be lifted up in everything we do here, and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory, please.
God, from whom all blessings flow, praise him, all creatures here below, praise him above, ye heavenly hosts, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.
Lord Jesus said, "Give and it will be given to you. With a good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured out into your lap." Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to come before you with a portion of what you have blessed us with, O God. You are the source of all that we have and we are. You are merciful and gracious that you give us everything from your open hand without any merits. We thank you for the gift of life, health, joy and fellowship in church and the many, many blessings you give us every day. Help us to understand, O God, that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. And as we bring this offertory before you, O God, take it and use it for the blessing of your kingdom and the blessing of the people. We thank you again for the resources that you have given us to give. Bless us today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So you remain standing. I will read the scripture today, which is taken from another psalm. Looks like Psalm 91, verses 1 through 8. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you give us, Lord, for our strength, our life, and our spirit. Open our hearts, O God, so that we can receive your word with humility and obedience. And open, illumine our souls so that we can understand the meaning of the message we hear today. Speak to all of us today, Lord, according to our needs and according to the desires of our hearts. You are a gracious God who blesses us, not only with the material things, but also the spiritual things that we need every day. Help us always to understand that you are close to us as a dwelling place and a shelter for us. Even when we feel afraid and scared, you give us the strength and the courage to go forward. Thank you for your presence in our midst today. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Psalm 91 is a very comforting psalm. A lot of us probably read this on a regular basis, particularly when we go through grief and other sicknesses and problems and in our lives. It is a very good and comforting psalm to read this over and over again. Some people say that it is a 911 psalm. When you are in distress, you call 911. For a Christian, this is the 911 that you turn to. Psalm 91, verse 1. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. So that is a very comforting verse to start with. And the psalmist is telling us many things about the comfort that God gives us. This psalm and the next, the psalm before it, Psalm 90 and 91, are considered to be written by Moses. But we don't have any solid proof for it, but some indications based on the scripture somewhere, the scholars suggest that these two psalms were written by Moses. Psalm 90 is another one that we will be discussing in the days to come. And also the second part of this psalm will go over and preach on. I'll preach on that next Sunday. It's a very good psalm to keep handy. Sometimes they come in little snippets, in short booklets, these psalms that you can carry in your pocket. We are waiting in a doctor's office. I have one in my wallet that when you are waiting in a doctor's office or waiting for some procedures in the hospital, sometimes I keep extra copies of those. And you can get that from the Bible Society of America. It's a little small book. So that is a very good thing to keep. And let me see if I have it still with me. It's in my other pocket. I'll show you. Anyway, that is something that I keep. I go to the hospital especially to give to the people. And this talks about the various experiences of our lives that we have to go through. Sometimes the life can be full of extremes, extreme and scorching heat, and other days can be violent and terrible storms. That's what this psalm is talking about. When we were Grand Canyon and visiting Arizona and Phoenix, it was so hot there. Every day was over 100 degrees, and that's normal for them. So I don't know how people live there every day dealing with that kind of heat. But we ventured into visit one of the desert botanical gardens. I don't know if you heard about that in Phoenix. And she said, "What is a desert garden?" So it made us curious to go and see what a desert garden looks like. It looks like a desert garden. But you will see some unique plants there that you don't see in other places, which is really interesting. That we liked it. Some of the plants that they have, how they preserve water without much water in situations like that. But the one thing that we found out as soon as we walked into the garden, it's an open garden. You walk around. It was around about 11 o'clock, 12. It was so hot. We didn't take our hat or umbrella or anything, but we didn't know what to expect at that. We didn't think about it. But we saw people with umbrellas and other shades, and so we didn't know what to do. But since we bought the ticket and we wanted to at least see some of them, we decided to go. But every 10 feet, we have to do something to sit down or find a... There's no real trees or anything there, but you have to find something you can hide under. I was hiding myself with the ticket paper that I got because there's nothing to hide me from the sun. But one thing that we noticed, like every 100 or 200 meters you walk, there are little shelters. Yeah, little shelters where there's a small couple of benches and a water cooler, cooling water, cooled water fountain. That's really struck my eyes because they know people who come there are not used to this heat. And every couple of hundred feet, they have to sit down and take rest. Believe me, we took that, and once you sit down, you don't want to get up and go. That's the kind of situations that we have. But the shelters are very comforting in the midst of that heat. I didn't know what we would do without it, without those shelters there. And they have water fountain there also, which is very good, because we didn't have enough water in our bottle, because the first we only took one bottle and it was finished like that. So they were so caring, and the people who run the places know that, and they made those shelters there to hide from the sun, the scorching heat of the sun. Life is like that. God has given us a life in this world, not always a bed of roses. You and I know that. We all know that we have to go through the scorching heat of the sun. And we have to survive those times of heat that may not be literally the heat from the fire. It will be heat-like situations where it will burn us like a fire. That is when God gives us the comfort of his shelter. And so we need to go and find that shelter in God's comfort, comforting place. So the psalmist is saying that there is no exemption for anybody from the scorching heat. We are all under the sun. So it's a reality that we have to go through the heat. Life is full of difficulties and problems. Life is not always easy. But there is a God who will give us the shelter from the scorching sun when we need shelter and water and calm and peace. So this psalm, he says that I will shelter of the Most High, I will rest in the shadow of the Almighty, and I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, in whom I trust. So he finds rest in the shadow of the Almighty. So what do we need in the scorching sun? We need shadow. That's what shelters are for. Without shadow, we cannot hide from the sun. So when problems or heat-like situations come and hit us, there is a shelter that God provides us at the shadow of His wings. He spreads His wings over us so that we can be comfortable under the shadow of His wings. But we have to find ourselves to be in that shelter. In other words, you have to choose yourself to go in, to dwell in that shelter, to find God's comfort. Many times we find other sources of comfort which are not lasting. You all know that. I mean, it's okay to go to the doctor, it's okay to go to, it's needed. But those are not the real source of our comfort, because they have their own limitations. They don't know many times what is going on with our body. They see about 20 or 25 people every day. Not two people, problems are alike. And my son is a doctor, he always says that. Even though symptoms may be similar, the problems may not be. Everybody has unique problems. And I asked him a couple of times, do you get two patients with the same problem every day? He said, no, really. They look like the same problem, but they may not be. So it is like that for us. Everybody's life situation is different. I think my problems are the worst. That's what I think. Until I know your problem, right? So until we find out somebody else's situations, we always think that ours is the worst problems. But then we realize that, oh, mine is not anywhere near to his or her problem. So thanks be to God for that. But regardless of how or how many, what kind of situations we all go through, God gives us the shadow of his wings to be our shelter so that we can find rest and calm and peace during that time. The sun beating down can be financial worries or health concerns or family struggles or loneliness, grief or uncertainty of the future. These are all the things that can be hitting us really hard and burning us. But in the midst of that, God is a God who knows not only the past, the present, He also knows our future. So we can be rest assured and be comfortable that He knows the future is ahead of us. He who knows our future is already ahead of us in the future, waiting for us to go through that. So he will never leave us alone to be there. Then the storms also arrive without warning, and tragedies and disappointments and losses and many other crises. When we venture into lives, in our daily lives, heat and storms are very common. So God is our shelter in the heat of life. And as travelers in this world, we ought to find our shelter under the shadow of God, the Almighty. He is our refuge during the storms. That's what he says later on. He is refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. When we walk through this scorchy heating sun, it is like a traveler walking in a desert. A single drop of water can be comforting and soothing. There was a story that I read that people were clearing out a prairie, a flat land of prairie fire, and they were actually cleaning up that place. And after the fire, one of them discovered that there was a dead mother hen. After all the flames had passed, burned and scorched and dead, sitting there. So they knew that the bird was dead, but they tried to clean it up by kicking that, and they found out that a bunch of chicks ran out from the beneath of the wings of that hen mother. A bunch of little chickens ran out of it. That hen mother took it on herself to cover her little ones during the scorching heat, to cover the dear ones, little ones, under her wings. And she gave her life and burned herself to death while her chicks were protected. That's the kind of protection that God gives us. He takes the heat for us. That's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to this world. He took upon himself to take our sins and our sicknesses in his body. And by his stripes we are healed. We are complete in him. And we don't have to do anything but to find that shelter and trust in him. He took upon the cross, where he burned to death in the wrath of God's justice. That's what cross is all about. God's justice was burning on his son Jesus Christ, who took it upon himself to take our sins, by whose death we don't have to face death anymore. So that is the kind of protection that God gives us under his wings, by giving himself for us. And he is filled with a personal language. He says he will cover you with his wings. It's the most tender and comforting verse in the Bible. Just like a mother bird spreads her wings over her young chicken when danger approaches. They may not understand the danger. The chickens don't understand. The babies don't understand. We don't understand the danger that is coming. But we all know that in God we can find safety. So let us exercise that faith during the times of fire and heat. Then the storms will come and hit us also without knowing. Let's just like we were walking in the park one day, and all of a sudden the clouds started coming. And we thought we would be able to make it back to the car. But we didn't. We were almost a mile ahead into the park. There's nothing to run into. And the thunderstorm, the real thunder and lightning, all of those things started coming. People were running all over the place. And we can only run so much. And we know we will not get to the car before that. So what do you do? But we found a canopy, a little small canopy to go there. And it was all crowded. And we went there and stuck inside there until the storm passed. So in the times of storm also, God has given us those little canopies in our lives. It could be church, it could be other believers, it could be other, you know, doctors or many, many people who care for us be our canopies. The storms may pass, and they will pass. But one thing that will never pass is our God. He will never pass by us. He will be with us through the storm. And he is the anchor in our boat that will anchor us when the storms come and hit our boat. Remember when Jesus was in the boat, the disciples were afraid that there was a big storm and came and hit them. And Jesus was asleep. So they woke him up and said, "Don't you care about us, Jesus? Because we are going to die. This storm is going to sink our boat." And he said, "Don't worry about it. Here is the one who is sleeping in the boat, who has control over the weather and the storms." And he stood up and he controlled and he maintained the calm there. So that is how Jesus is. He is there in the storm with us. And he's not a God who panics like us. If God panics, what is going to be the result? Then we don't have anywhere to go. God doesn't panic. We are the ones who panic. You don't have to panic, because there is a Jesus who is in the boat with us, who doesn't panic in the midst of storms. So Our faith is our anchor that holds us stable in times of storms. And we need to exercise that faith and be rooted in it. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus talked about a parable, the wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down and the storms came and blew and beat against that house. It did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. So our rock, the foundation of our faith is Jesus Christ, the solid rock. Solid rock on whom God has built our faith on. So we don't have to be afraid of falling in our faith when He is there as our rock. God's protection is personal. It is not a general statement. It is personal to each of us, you and me. It's a personal language. He will cover you. He will give you shelter. You will find refuge in Him. So even then we may not understand things happening around us. God's presence will be there to remove our fears. A lot of times our fear is often greater enemy than the trouble itself. We are afraid of the problem and the fear takes over. So once we are not under fear, we can find comfort and peace. Fear is greater enemy than the trouble itself. The psalmist here talks about in verse 5, you will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. So that there are fears at night and there are fears during the day, which is very interesting when you think about it. The fear, the terror of night. What is the terror of night? One of our old friends used to say that no good news happens at night. When you get a phone call in the middle of the night, yes, most likely it is not very, very easy. So she said, yeah, she said she puts her phone on the mute, so she doesn't have to worry about it. But the fear of terror at night is real. And also it says about another things in darkness, the pestilence that stalks in darkness. So the fear of darkness and the fear of terror in the darkness and the pestilence that stalks in darkness. Some things, those things that we may not be able to see coming because it is dark. During the day some of them are clear. Some problems are clear that we know if we don't pay mortgage, they will take your house. Things like that we know. Those are the things that are destroying at the midday problems. But night problems are different that we may not be able to predict or we may not be able to see them. Some of them are slowly eating away our joy, like the cancer in our bodies. Sometimes there's no symptoms until it is too late to find out that they have been pervading through our bodies like that. So those are the things of darkness that we may be afraid of. In the midst of that, there is a God who works through all of our problems. And the pestilence that destroys at the plague that destroys at the midday and the arrows that fly by day. The arrows can be anything or people or a Our words, other people's words, those things can come, you know, like arrows hitting you directly or indirectly. And God is a God who will protect us from all of these things and give us the peace. Harsh criticisms or problems of conflict and health diagnosis and betrayal, persecution of faith, and all of those things can come as arrows that hit us. But as Paul says in Ephesians, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. So we have a faith that shields us from all of these arrows that flies by the day. As children of God, let us find that shelter in the time of heat and that dwelling place in the time of storms, and also the shield of faith to root ourselves and protect us from the arrows that are coming as storms that hit us. The key word in C91 is the dwells, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Almighty. As we find our dwelling in the shelter of the Almighty, then only we can find that peace and hope. Prayer becomes our shelter. God's word becomes our shelter. Coming to church and worshiping together becomes our shelter. Trusting each other and trusting God is our shelter. These are all our shelters that we need to exercise and practice every day. So when severe weather warnings are issued, we don't look at there and just admire the shelter, but we run into it. So let us run into the shelter that God has provided in this world so that we can be peaceful during the times of storm and scorching heat. May the good Lord bless us these words as we go from this place to be His witnesses, as we experience the joy and the peace that He offers under His wings and the shadow of His wings. Amen.
Amen.
Closing hymn is 368. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. If you're able, please stand and we will sing verses 1 and 4, just two verses today.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
People of God, some of us may be facing the heat of suffering for a long time. Others may be standing in the middle of a storm that seems overwhelming. When our courage seems to be failing, we can lean on God's strength. He is our shelter, our refuge, our dwelling place. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.